This morning's Newsmaker segment brought to you by Warrensburg Ford. This morning, we're visiting with Jody Onnefeld, pharmacist in charge at Red Cross Pharmacy in Carrollton. Well, Jody, I understand that there's been a tightening of a rule on a widely prescribed painkiller. What can you tell us?
Yes. On August 22nd, an announcement was made by the Drug Enforcement Agency, the DEA, that hydrocodone combination products will be moved from a Schedule 3 controlled substance to a more restrictive Schedule 2 controlled substance, and that will take effect on October 6, 2014. Some examples of the hydrocodone combination products that contain acetaminophen, such as Vicodin, Lortab, or Norco, as well as those that contain ibuprofen, such as Vicoprofen. Another hydrocodone combination product we see oftentimes during the cold and flu season is the cough syrup Tussionex. So all of these medications will have a more restrictive requirement. And with this announcement, the DEA administration made a statement that defended their decision by stating that almost 7 million Americans abuse controlled substance prescription medications, including opioid painkillers, which results in more deaths from prescription drug overdoses than auto accidents. She stated that the action recognizes that these products are some of the most addictive and potentially dangerous prescription medications available. Well, now that being said, there has been controversy regarding the schedule change from many pharmacy groups, including the American Pharmacists Association. The APHA feels that the hydrocodone combination products play a key role in acute and chronic pain management by helping patients engage in activities of daily life, and they are concerned about the effect the rule will have on patients' needs for increased physician office visits, as well as the short amount of time to implement these new requirements, which will include updating ordering systems and more stringent Schedule II record keeping and storage requirements. And that's not only for pharmacies, but also for drug distributors.
Well, Jody, you mentioned the effect of the rule, and I'd like to talk about that. Exactly how is this change going to impact patients?
Well, presently, patients are able to have their prescriptions called in or faxed to the pharmacy for these hydrocodone combination products, and they're also able to refill those prescriptions up to 5 times in a 6-month period. But on October 6th, these medications will require that the patient have an actual paper prescription from their prescriber each time they need to fill the medication, which means that these prescriptions will not be able to be called in or faxed to the pharmacy. Also, no refills will be allowed on the hydrocodone combination product prescriptions that are written on October 6th or after. And in order for these patients to receive another refill, they must first obtain another written prescription from their prescriber.
Well, I want to talk about it from your point of view also, because you talked about the ordering systems, the storage, the record keeping. How great of an impact is it going to have on you as a pharmacist?
We definitely will need to make some changes in the pharmacy on how we store the medication. It is a concern because not only we will have to find new ways of storing the medication, but also our suppliers. Many are foreseeing that it's possible that there may be a shortage due to the suppliers also needing to change the way they store the medication. Hopefully that will not occur.
Jody, from your professional opinion, do you agree with the changes, and do you think that they will be effective in making a substantial impact?
I have mixed feelings regarding this change. It is well known that many controlled substance prescription medications do unfortunately end up in the hands of those that the medication was not intended for. So in that regard, I do feel the change will be somewhat helpful. On the other hand, I do feel that there's many patients that legitimately rely on the hydrocodone combination products for short-term and chronic pain relief. And I am concerned that those patients that do reasonably need the medication, they may be met with new hurdles when obtaining their prescription refills.
One last question for you. Of course, anytime there's a change like this made, there's always a financial impact. We've talked a little bit about what that might be for the patients, because they're going to have to see their doctors a little bit more often, it sounds like. But what about pharmacies? Are you going to need additional staff, anything like that, in order to meet these requirements?
I don't foresee the need for additional staff. Unfortunately, as a whole, I believe this will drive up the cost of health care in our entire health care system nationwide, just because it will require more doctor's visits, you know, then that in turn causes the insurance to pay more often and things like that. So I do feel in that regard, yes, it will increase the cost.
That was Jody Onnefeld, pharmacist in charge at Red Cross Pharmacy in Carrollton. To hear the interview in full, please visit KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Christy Cross.